Just under 1,000 party members across the county will receive ballot papers in the post today, which will have to be posted back to arrive no later than first post Thursday morning. So they'll have to be returned in the post by Tuesday or Wednesday at the latest. And it's a very important decision for members and for our party and also for the country. And our members now will be making a decision that will decide on behalf of the public that we serve what happens next in relation to government formation. And I certainly think that the programme for government, which has been agreed between the three parties, is a very good one and one which can deliver for the country. I have been involved in relation to negotiating the agriculture side of it, and the outcome certainly allayed many concerns that were expressed in advance in relation to agriculture in rural Ireland, and has been widely welcomed by farming organisations. I think it also provides a platform in relation to ensuring that there's investment in the regions and regional connectivity in the future, which is important for our county. It specifically commits to funding the A5 and delivering the A5 into the northwest as well. And overall, I think it is a programme that that can deliver for the country. And the crucial thing now is that we get a government in order to get the economy back at its feet and bring the country forward and deal with the challenges that have emerged in the last number of months. So I know it's a decision that our members will take very seriously, and I'm certainly encouraging them to reflect very strongly on the programme for government, which I believe is a good one, and to vote for the programme for government and to vote to put Fianna Fáil into government.
But there does seem to be a major split locally between Fianna Fáil members here in Donegal over going into government with Fine Gael. Do you feel that the ballot papers, once they're returned next week, may reflect that?
I think there's no doubt that this is a very difficult decision for our party and for our members. It's not a decision I would have envisaged or a coalition combination that I would have ever envisaged having to consider. And I think you could say that likewise for our membership. And certainly it's one which, you know, we would have engaged in reluctantly, but very much in the knowledge that it was that we had to deal with the reality of the outcome of the election and be responsible in terms of playing our part in ensuring that the government could be formed. And so certainly it wasn't one that was grasped by enthusiasm by members, but I think members do very much understand the situation and the reality that is there. And, there are people who have different views on it, but I think overall, being a member of a political party is a very important role, never more so than it is right now, because political party is not only ourselves, but the Green Party and Fine Gael will be making a decision now in terms of whether the country will get a government or not. And our members have a big decision to make in that regard. And I think, importantly, the programme for government did change very much many views in regard to that. Certainly, we had a meeting with our councillors Tuesday night, and there's now mixed views among our councillors in relation to it, whereas there would have been concern by all of them in advance. But I think once the programme for government has reassured many of our membership, they will look on it in terms of it being a good one, and one that we can get in now and implement it, can deliver on much of the Fianna Fáil manifesto, and particularly as well deliver on the important issues of health and addressing our health service, and also in relation to building 50,000 social houses and introducing an affordable housing scheme to address the housing crisis that we have seen. So I think it's a good one, and members will reflect on it, and I certainly encourage them to vote for it and to put Fianna Fáil into government so that we can actually work to deliver for our local communities and bring the country forward as well.